I am here to talk today about non-competes in general. The title is Non-Competes Under Attack, try to make it catchy. When non-competes attack was already taken. Non-competes Gone Wild is another alternative we had. But I'm going to try to make this interesting and talk about trends that we're seeing in the courts and in the legislatures that nationally are making it a little bit more difficult to enforce non-competes. So for all of us in this room that litigate, non-competes are fun. I mean, we get to either try to enforce them or defend them. And we all need to start thinking a little bit differently, I think, about the approaches we take when drafting non-competes, trying to enforce them, or now there are some more avenues available to us as we try to defend cases in which our clients are being sued for enforcement of a non-compete. So many of you might be familiar with the report that came out in May 2016 from the Obama administration. It's the White House report on non-competes, and it's a great compilation of what was happening last year in state legislatures and trends generally. The report, I think about non-competes and where a state or where a person comes out. In general, people fall into the California camp. Well, we don't like non-competes. They stifle innovation. We should all be like Silicon Valley in California. You can't have a non-compete if you want to encourage economic growth. Employees should be able to go across the street. And then there's the other, I'm not going to call it the Austin approach, but maybe it's the Boston approach. It's other states where, wait a minute, you should be allowed to have non-competes because the existence of a non-compete encourages an employer to invest in the workforce and actually train, sink money in people, knowing they're not going to go across the street.